This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode 29, I nearly said eight then, of Sunday Supplement. Hello.
Hello.
I'll say hello to you, yeah, not the audience.
Well, our readers aren't really welcome. They haven't been invited. They could jolly well say hello to us.
That's true. They're not even here, are they?
No, they're not. They never bother to get up with us and do this. They sort of listen to this a few days later, which I think is quite abhorrent. At least I know that they'll be all reading along to their Sunday papers and joining in our game of chance.
So, you're back from London.
I am again. Back from London. Again.
It's a horrible place. You're going to turn into one of them soon.
I'm not going to turn into one of them.
You are. You're going to start moaning that you've got to walk 30 feet further to find a Starbucks or talk about waiting a minute for a tube or something.
I tell you what, I've been indulging in Starbucks coffee. And my God, it's nice. But it's ridiculously expensive.
It is good coffee.
Oh, it's good. Especially if you get a latte and it's just basically hot, nice milk. With coffee in it.
That's what a latte is.
Oh, even though it's not a cappuccino, it's got a froth. And the froth is basically another foodstuff. You've got protein, carbohydrate, fat, sugars, and froth.
Froth sounds like a Ferengi.
Does a bit, doesn't it? But if it's a Ferengi female, it would be naked.
Yeah.
Because the Ferengi, not only slightly Japanese, but also sexist. Do you not find that? Like the Klingons, they started off being German, then they went a bit Russian. That's one thing I dislike about Star Trek, the fact that they associate certain character traits with certain type of species. I think that's subtly quite xenophobic.
Like the Borg being communist.
Yeah.
What you've done there is you've actually spotted the fundamental point of Star Trek. And then disagreed with it.
But I like Sulu.
I like the fact that Keith Olbermann is a Klingon. Have you no honour, sir?
He gets very angry, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And demands suicide a lot.
So, did you buy a paper?
I did. Did you notice a lot of free trees this week?
No.
There were, like, literally, the Observer were giving away a fig tree.
Really?
And the Independent was giving away a bushel.
What, a Gary Bushel? The bearded TV critic?
They'd have to dice him quite finely. But I didn't go for that. I thought what I want is the stars of the last choir standing.
Oh, God.
Singing some crappy Christmas carols. So that's Christmas with the choir. Free with the mail on Sunday.
My dad was playing that yesterday, but he's deaf. So he's playing it really, really loudly so he could hear it. And not only was the singing painful, but it was actually physically painful in my head.
Wow. There we are, torturing Simon in more ways than one, because you're not going to beat the Sunday Mail this week. It is an excellent paper.
I bought the Express, so that's another reason
I'm
not going to
beat the
Mail. Why
did you always buy the Express?
Weirdly, I bought it because across the top of the paper it says 20p cheaper than the Mail on Sunday.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. It's about 40p lower quality.
It's a very low quality paper. It's like it's printed 10 years ago for a start. But it's got on the front a comedy DVD. But the DVD's not in the paper anywhere.
Ah, you have to go and get it.
No, there's no other mention of it anywhere.
Oh, so it's meant to be and you just picked up a bad one?
No, it's just a con. It says there'll be a free DVD in here and there's not.
Wow, it should be disqualified for just that. That's lying.
So I've already lost, which...
Yay!
There we go. Should we move on?
All right then, let's do this shit.
Time to cut out and keep things from our rags.
Definitely. Let's cut out and keep things.
Have you ever actually physically cut out and kept anything?
I can't remember which one it was. I think it was something like the Daily Star when we're doing tabloids. And there was an article which you never got round to talking about, which was about Tim Vine.
Uh-huh.
And they had a little column sort of explaining his new DVD is out. But all the pictures were of Lee Mack. And it really made me happy, and I kept it for a while.
The Christmas story behind the song You can sing them off by heart, but how much do you really know about those favourite festive hits? And I got a little 2-page spread telling me the history of a few Christmas songs.
They got Feed the World.
They have, yeah.
Which is Bob Geldof just being crotchety to a load of celebrities to get them to come into a studio one day to record quite a bland song.
He made Boy George fly from New York. He phoned him in the morning and swore at him so much he got on Concorde and came over for the evening session.
I don't know what it is about Bob Geldof, but he really annoys me.
I quite like the fact that they're asking of the people of Ethiopia, do they know it's Christmas?
And they're Muslim.
Yeah.
So I don't think they care. And also they say that it doesn't snow over in Africa. Africa is a large continent with a lot of mountains. I would wager there's been some snowfall.
You'd wager it, would you?
I would wager that.
Mistletoe and Wine by Sir Cliff Richard. He actually stole it.
Did he?
Well, not really.
He is a deviant. No, I shouldn't say that. He is.
There is a rumour about Cliff Richard which you're never allowed to repeat in public.
What's that?
I can't repeat it in public. I'll have to tell you off air.
Is it about...
Oh, no, I haven't heard that one. He actually saw the song being performed by Twiggy on a TV show and then said, oh, I like that song, can I record it, but I need to change the lyrics because they're not religious enough.
Oh
yeah, sweet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit like the Christian religion, really, nicking stuff off everything else.
Yeah. And then Fairy Tales of New York with the Pogues featuring Kirsty MacColl. Did you know BBC keep trying to ban it?
Why
every year when it's played they go, well, you're not allowed to play this bit of it, or you're not allowed to play this bit of it. So the
Why?
BBC has never really played the whole song.
Why?
Because they didn't like the word arse.
All right. You know when there goes the boys of the NYPD choir were singing Colway Bay?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were all singing Go Away.
I don't think that's what NYPD would say. They go, f*** off and get some coffee.
Yeah, because it's Christmas.
So, once again, we demonstrate our lack of aptitude at accents.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for bringing my accents up.
So, can you beat my twee Christmas song nonsense?
For those of you who aren't aware, we record Sunday Supplement on Skype, and Skype has an ability for me and Simon to view each other through webcam. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to show the cover of one of my supplements to Simon. Simon, yeah. Can you see me?
I can, yeah.
Okay. Now... the reaction to this image.
Oh, God! No, put it away. Turn it off. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present the most vomitarious, disgusting article I've ever seen. This is a live supplement of the year. It's the Morgans.
Oh, God.
Live presents the most hilarious showbiz awards party of the year. Piers Morgan's Insider Special. Piers Morgan organised an award ceremony called the Morgans, where he invited celebrities. And when I say celebrities...
people who think Piers Morgan is worth spending time with.
No, not even them, because they don't like him either, apparently.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Literally, we're talking Joe Wood and Kate Garraway, Raymond Blanc and Karen Brady, Nicola Stevenson and Angela Griffin. So... really high quality celebrity. He's got James Nesbitt. That's the only famous person. And Claudia Winkleman, alas.
Oh, I like Claudia.
I like Claudia as well.
And her sister's a fox.
Well, Claudia herself, I think, is a bit of a fox and is also utterly mad.
She's hilariously funny. She just makes me laugh. She was on the radio talking about pickle for about 20 minutes to a bewildered host who was going, what are you on about? And I was just wetting myself.
She went on Parkinson, and Parkinson's this big interview in the UK. It's like the primary one. And when she went on it, she spent pretty much the entire time explaining to Parkinson how she didn't think it was weird when her husband plays with her and her son and marries them in a little wedding, which happens a lot, apparently. Her 4-year-old son gets married to his mum. It's brilliant. She's going to get killed by one of them. She's just lovely. I like Claudia Winkleman a lot.
So, getting back to that vomit thing.
Yes. Piers Morgan's Insider column gloriously details the indiscretions and excesses of Britain's showbiz stars. No, it doesn't. All Piers Morgan's column does is repeatedly talk about which celebrity called him a c*** this week, which is basically any celebrity he ever sees. So literally, they've got little awards like the Boris Johnson Fidelity Award, the Tony Blair Staying With a Spouse Beyond All Reasonable Explanation Award.
So essentially, it's like one of those columns where they make up silly awards and then just print it and then there's funny or it's not.
Yeah.
But Piers Morgan actually did it.
I will read you a section here. Welcome to the inaugural Morgans, I said, to nervous laughter. I know some of you are quite nervous about what's going to happen tonight. In fact, Kirsty Allsop stops me at a party last night with panic in her eyes and said, you're not going to blame me for the collapse of the global property market, are you? Honestly, Kirsty, what kind of man do you think I am? More nervous laughter. It's not nervous laughter. He's got no self-awareness because he doesn't realise what a hideous joke he is. I mean, the Naomi Campbell anger management commendation goes to Sharon Osbourne for interrupting an NBC dinner in our honour to shout, Piers, you're a disgusting pen-pushing little idiot, a Simon Cowell wannabe without class or talent who's only here because you crawled up his backside. I mean, literally, he gets this from everyone because he is completely unaware. He thinks that this is great. It's a bit like the first auditions for X Factor.
Yeah.
When they actually roll out people who aren't mentally well. That's kind of what Piers Morgan is. He's not mentally well.
Now, you're offering this up in an effort to win Cut Out and Keep.
I'm going to offer you a bit of yin and a bit of yang, because I also found a really lovely article.
Okay.
And it's called Give Pain the Needle. And I thought, oh no, it's going to be some crap about acupuncture. But no, because apparently a thunderstorm rages over the Royal United Hospital in Bath, but no one in the community room of the chronic pain unit notices. That's because the knitting group is in full swing. Literally. It's an article about people who suffer from chronic pain, and even when your injury or your cancer or whatever gets a bit better, because the neural pathways of the brain grow and change, they'll just connect you into constant pain after about 8 months. If you're at 8 months with the same pain, you're pretty much stuck with it for life. It's horrible. So what they've done, a solution to this, is all getting together just to sit down and knit. And it's the best thing ever. They're just sitting and knitting, and it's like, oh, I'm going to make a scarf. I'm going to make a bag. And they just sit and chat and knit. What I like about it is it's literally just distraction. And that's all it is. They're not sort of saying, oh, yes, it's really helping with their stress levels and art. It's not even saying that. It's just like, yeah, it probably decreases stress hormones. But meanwhile, knitting. How cool is that?
Essentially, what you've just done there is you've tried to distract me from the pain of Piers Morgan with your article about knitting. Right, let's delve into the mailbag. We haven't done that for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Dear Simon, and to a lesser extent, Izzy.
What?
Yeah. I get your Facebook notices sent by Simon when a new podcast goes up, and they read, "Listen right now!" in all capital letters. This makes me feel like you're shouting at me. And this means that every time I open up a message from you, I burst into tears. Then, I usually curl into the fetal position and eat some ice cream. Then, I go for a leisurely bike ride if it's nice out, or else I'll watch a DVD and snuggle with my cat, Dr. Calamari.
I know who this is. I know who sent this. Well, unless there's another girl with the cat called Dr. Calamari. I've heard that name before.
After that, I'll read a bit and maybe do a crossword or Sudoku. And then, well, look, the point is that by then I've forgotten all about your podcast, so please stop shouting at me in Facebook messages.
Aww.
Also, for a while, I thought you were saying article or farticle, but now I suspect you're actually saying farcical, which just isn't as funny to me, because I really like fart jokes. So please change that. Thanks. Love, Rebecca Watson.
Hey!
For anyone who doesn't know, Rebecca is like the queen skeptic.
She's even like performed magic to James Randi.
Is she really?
Well, when I say perform magic, I think he was, you know, obviously being nice to her.
What'd she do? Put a coin out from his ear or something?
Something like that. Or went like that with her hand and said, ah, wiggled her thumb going, I got your nose.
Wouldn't it be cool if you did like a trick that's so really silly, like pulling a coin out of a magician's ear, but they'd never seen it before and freaked out?
That'd be lovely. But anyway, Rebecca...
Yeah, Rebecca has a PS. I'll be in London in mid-January giving a talk for London Skeptics in the Pub.
Cool.
We should all go.
Should, yeah. When is that?
The 19th of January. Mm-hmm. And it's the Skeptics in the Pub, which you should find on Facebook as a group. And also, I think they've got a website.
Cool, I would so be there.
She doesn't say what the talk is going to be about.
Oh, I'll be coming back from Exeter the day before. That's where I have a gig there. So, from Exeter to London.
If you want to write to us, it's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
Or you could, you know, Facebook us like Rebecca obviously did to Simon. Why to a lesser extent, me? I suppose because you're the one shouting at her.
Yeah, because she was telling me off.
See, Rebecca, if you ever see Simon shouting, it's really... I don't know if you know what Simon looks like, but he looks basically like a shaved guinea pig. Really quite cute, despite, you know, his age spots. So he looks like a little thing. Imagine a hamster losing its rag with you. It's amusing.
I actually imagine myself when I'm shouting that I look a bit like Calvin when he's shouting off of Calvin Hobbes.
Obviously, rather than the other Calvin. You look like the person who made up the new temperature system.
That's Kelvin, you twit.
Oh.
Calvin was a philosopher.
And Hobbes was as well, I suppose.
He was indeed.
And also a type of biscuit.
Well, Hobbes Knob was.
I got you to say Hobbes Knob. Yay! How are you feeling, Sam?
I'm all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could go in depth about how I think I'm clinically depressed and, you know, ever so slightly too short.
Okay.
We could just talk about health instead.
Well, I was trying to find that out about you, but I'd say that was the correct diagnosis. However,
I've just noticed this. My health bit is underneath the agony aunt.
Oh, yeah?
And she's called Jane O'Gorman, but her email address comes out as jane.ogerman@express.
You think it's the Klingon, like Oberman?
Yeah. Basically, is will my lover ever commit? And underneath she says, "You have no honour, sir." Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was a whole article about itchy nipples. It's funny, right? But it's can be a sign of breast cancer, apparently, having itchy nipples.
Right.
But turns out this woman hasn't got breast cancer, so that's all right.
She's got chafing.
She's just got chafing, literally. She's got a bra with a seam where her nipple goes. I've got itchy elbows. I've had them for months, and I don't know what... I've got a nipple on each elbow as well, which is really weird.
Have you got nipple elbow cancer?
Yeah.
Wow.
So beat that.
I'll play tennis on my 100th birthday.
Will you?
Cliff Richard.
Oh, God. He's everywhere this week.
It's because it's mistletoe and wine, you know. He's our most prominent Christian.
Well, I don't know about that. What about Archbishop of Thingy?
Exactly, Thingy. Not as Christian as Cliff Richard. The Queen, head of the church, not as Christian as Cliff Richard.
What about Christian Slater?
Wow, but he's American.
But he also Christian Slater, the mocker of religion.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a Christian Slater.
Oh my God. Curl up into a ball and hibernate the rest of the winter, Simon. That's awful. This is all about Cliff Richard, who does look... Well, he's a very thin man. I always thought he must suffer an eating disorder, but apparently not, because he's very, very healthy. He's also spent 2 years following the blood type diet, which isn't where he drinks blood, which right. I thought might explain a lot.
Well, he does. He's a Christian. He does drink blood.
No, he's a Protestant. He's not a Catholic.
Do Protestants not drink blood?
Protestants drink wine, which is a representation of blood.
Oh, right.
Rather than Catholics, where it actually is blood.
That's why they split, wasn't it?
That's not why they split over that one difference.
It was. It was about whether or not it was literally the body of Christ, wasn't it?
It was more to do with Martin Luther not liking the power of the church and seeing...
No, it's about transubstantiation. I'm pretty sure of it.
God. It was about that extra line and the prayer and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and whether the priests could play with the choir.
Well, no, I mean, the priests certainly can get married, which is nice, and be girls.
At the same time?
Yeah. Be married girls. Anyway, created by natural therapist Dr. Pieper Audemo and first outlined in his 1997 book Eat Right for Your Type, is based on a theory that blood type determines which foods we should and should not eat. According to Audemo, each blood group is unique and reacts adversely with certain food types that can cause health problems. It's been a hit with Hollywood and British stars alike, including Liz Hurley and Martin McCutcheon. So, basically, it's a book which outlines, as I can imagine, various healthy diets, but all slightly different, and then he's twinned them completely arbitrarily to a blood type. So don't bother. Just do some exercise, eat some cake, and also some veg. There you go. Cake and veg diet. That is Izzy's one.
Let's play Article or Farcical then.
Yeah, let's play.
Damn it.
Shit a brick, it's Article or Farcical. Slap me in the face with your granny. It's Article or Farcical. Eat toast in the morning. Of course you do. That's when you're meant to eat toast. It's Article or Farcical.
Have you actually prepared for this, or are you just...
I have.
Oh, okay.
Now, the trouble with the Mail on Sundays, you don't get many puns in the title.
Really?
No, not really.
Just more abject racism and nationalism,
yeah,
and jingoism, right.
You get quite a lot of very, very supplement-based articles, which is really just a journalist desperately trying to think of anything to write about. So, here we go. One of these, Simon, I have made up. It's a farcical. It's not in the Mail on Sunday. But the other three are genuine articles. So here we go. Things you don't know about angels.
Name one thing I don't know about an angel.
Well, one thing is that they can speak to each other. Guardian angels can. So if you want a friend to call you, you speak to your guardian angel to tell their guardian angel to get them to call you.
Oh, so it's like stalking by proxy.
Yeah.
I know about recording angels. They're a group of secretaries in, like, heaven who record every good thing and every bad thing you do. First of all, that must be an immense filing system.
That actually, that makes me want to go to heaven. That amount of administration is kind of making me feel slightly tempted.
But also, what if you do something that's a bit ambiguous? Like, what if you accidentally run over an old woman, but she turns out to have been a witch?
I think it's all about your intent. So if you weren't planning on killing a witch, then you did a bad thing. However, if you were planning on killing a witch, why did you use your car? Water. Come on, everyone. Water. We all know water kills witches. Anyway, the next article, Why I'll Be in Red This Christmas. And this is an article by a very bored columnist who says she's found a scientific study, and I use that word scientific quite incorrectly, basically saying that if you dress in red and you're a girl, you'll get more presents off the fellas because they'll assume that you're a higher quality girl, or at least can be bought.
Blimey. Is that written by a man or a woman?
She claims to be a woman, but she's a woman with a lot wrong with her mind. Okay, third one. Carols Give Me Panic Attacks, which is all about a woman who fears going into the church because one year she had a panic attack and ruined it, and now constantly gets panic attacked when she goes, why is this in the paper?
Is her name Carol?
Her name isn't Carol. I think something like Miss Mumbery.
Okay.
Paralysed from the waist down, but boy, can they ski.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm kind of stuck this week because none of them strikes me as particularly made up. So I'm just going to have to leave it to fate.
Why don't you ask your angels?
I'll ask the pen angel to direct the pen at the right one. But what if the angel one's the false one? Oh.
Oh, then it's probably Satan. Trust in Satan. I've been watching Apparitions too much. It's brilliant.
It's brilliant, but bad. Exactly,
yeah, I know.
At the same time.
The whole premise is appalling. However, it's great. And I would do Martin Short.
Really?
Probably. A little bit. Especially if he's a priest and couldn't. I kind of think that atheists should really just give up on the whole reason, debate and scientific arguments and just basically tempt the religious. Just go around and say, yeah, we're possessed by demons. It's brilliant. Come on.
Do what you like.
Yeah.
You have the same hair as Martin Short.
I do not have the same hair as Martin Short.
On his face, I mean. He's got, like, your hair on his face. That sounds filthy. I'm just going to pick one down.
I wish.
It came down exactly in between panic attack carols and the skiing. It was slightly nearer the skiing, so I'm going to say panic attack carols is farcical.
So, things you didn't know about angels, you say that's an article?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yes!
It's rot of the highest tomitude. Do you believe in angels? Apparently a third of us are convinced that they exist. Lorna Byrne has been seeing them since she was 3 years old. The mother of four tells about her feathered friends. I think she's confusing angels with birds. But the best line is, millions of angels are unemployed. As if they suffer from the credit crunch.
Mm-hmm.
While being read this Christmas.
Yeah.
That is an article, yes.
So it's between the skiing and the carols.
And Simon, your pen said paralysed, your mind said carols.
Yes.
For once, Simon's mind is greater than his pen.
Wow.
You actually won this week.
I've won like loads recently.
Yeah, that's because you're lucky.
That's because I've got a guardian angel sitting on my shoulder, shitting. Let's move on to travel then.
Okay.
I've got an article and the headline is Lock, Stock and Barrels of Girly Fun.
What's that about?
I don't know, I haven't read it. I just used it as an excuse to be able to talk about something that was in the main body of my paper.
All right.
Sherlock, Stock and One Smoking Actor. And this is the new Sherlock Holmes film being directed by Guy Ritchie.
What?
Yeah. And Robert Downey's in it. Oh, I love Robert Downey. I think he's brilliant.
I think it's all right.
He's proper good. He's excellent in Iron Man. And there's a picture of him bare-chested with a six-pack with blood coming off his face because they're making him into a bare-knuckle boxer who studies the rare martial art of Baritsu. Apparently, Conan Doyle actually talks about that in the books. So it's not totally out of
Sherlock Holmes, he made it a really weird thing because Arthur Conan Doyle hated his character of Sherlock Holmes and he put him up there mocked basically because he was just so clinical and scientific in his detective work. But on the other hand, that really did work for him.
Yeah, because Conan Doyle was the guy with the fairies at the bottom of the garden, wasn't he? And he totally believed in the supernatural. And he's actually kind of created a character that's outlived his ridiculously stupid airy-fairy thinking.
Yeah, well, literally airy-fairy thinking.
Well, literally, yeah. And he's become a model for, you know, proper scientific police work. And
one of the best-loved characters in history.
Yeah, who does bare-knuckle boxing.
I'll tell you who doesn't do bare-knuckle boxing.
Me.
And Peter Hitchens.
You got Peter Hitchens?
I've got Peter Hitchens, who's done a lovely story about the ghost of the British Empire. So he's basically going around Burma undercover, which you should see Hitchens undercover. I mean, it literally, he looks like, he does look like he's been painted into everything. Like, literally, the entire place is dusty, horrible, with guns everywhere. And he's in the crispest, whitest shirt with a big bullet sign on it going, please shoot me. But it's quite nice. It's a nice little indie. I mean, he writes pretty well, actually.
Yeah, he's quite a good writer. For anyone who doesn't know, he's Christopher Hitchens' younger brother. And if you were to make a film about two brothers who were the opposite, you'd make it about the Hitchens brothers. You've got, on the one hand, this alcoholic sop who's an incredibly articulate Marxist and iconoclast. And on the other hand, you've got this straight-laced conservative who writes for the most conservative paper in the world. And they just hate each other, don't they?
They really do. They do not get on. Yeah, no, it's just a really nice article. Every night the comics mock the tyrant, so you've got all of this comedy being driven underground and all of these people.
So like alternative comedy in the 80s in Burma?
Yeah, I think it's a bit more serious in Burma than it was under Thatcher. But Peter Hitchens.
I prefer Christopher.
I do, yeah.
I mean, they're both very good writers.
If I had to go travelling with one of them, I'd rather go travelling with Peter than Christopher.
Yeah, because Peter would do all the packing.
He'd be very organised. I wouldn't feel safe with Christopher Hitchens.
What, do you think he might touch you or something?
No, I don't think he'd touch me at all, but I think he'd just go wandering off with your passport.
Which he'd trade for a bottle of whiskey.
And an inside look at some political figure that everybody hated anyway.
I think I win that one then.
So don't.
There's no point in deciding who's won this week because I inadvertently disqualified myself in the opening section.
Yes!
I should have a winning mentality.
You don't, though?
Well, no, I don't, but I should have one.
Should you?
No, probably not.
Never mind.
So next week is Christmas. We'll be published on the 24th, which is Christmas Eve, for anyone who doesn't know. So we might do a Christmas special with like jingle bells and things.
We didn't do an Eid special. It was Eid last week.
We did talk about Eid, though.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we have cake?
I had cake. You didn't.
Oh, I missed out.
Cake's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never had it.
Never had cake?
Well, no, I've had cake. I've never had Eid cake.
It's not like a special cake, really. It's just like honey pastry type of cake.
Wow. All right, so we can't do a holiday special. We'll just have to do a normal one then. So you've ruined it.
I don't do a pagan one. How about we talk about Apollonius and nothing else?
All right. Okay, we'll do a pagan special next week where we'll sort of put things on trees, sacrifice a bird of some kind. We'll praise a woman figure who's created a god. We'll
let's just go down into the garden and in the mud make really phallic symbols. I'll carve out a massive penis and you can dig a hole like a vagina. It will be amazing. That is basically what all pagan religions end up doing.
So join us next week when we're going to be making mud-based pornography. As I say, you can write to us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com.
Visit our website, www.sundayssupplement. That's two S's. sundayssupplement.com. Okay, .com then.
Visit our Facebook group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave us a thing on iTunes if you like us. I suppose there's Dig as well. But I don't know what happened to Dig because it went a bit weird for a while. But dig us anyway.
Dig us anyway and make sure you get a lot of mud and turn it into a big pair of balls. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Ding dong.
Pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Me and my massive phallus.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Good night. Wish upon a star. Don't get worried that Santa Claus is going to come down a chimney, which he can't fit through, into your house.
Santa's like those recording angels, isn't he?
He is a bit.
Bastard.
He hasn't got as good admin.
Our theme tune is Got Cut.